Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Everybody, it's Friday the 13th, and New York City is anything but normal today. So for today's Friday Free Skate, let's get a little weird. Every Friday, we invite you, our intrepid listeners, Team All of It, onto the metaphorical rink to share your thoughts on a topic of the week. You don't need expertise. All you need is an opinion. This week, urban legends. Do you have a favorite New York City urban legend? Can you debunk one for us? Or maybe you want to request we crowdsource the answer to a mystery. Our number is 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. There are many legends that have been passed along by generations of New Yorkers, but there may be no one myth more enduring than that of alligators roaming through the New York City sewer system. It's a story you've probably heard from a friend or maybe saw on TV as a kid. Baby alligators crawling through the sewers where they mutate and grow into giant albino gator monsters. Well, that story is truthy. There may have been alligator sightings in New York going back over a century, and a record of these reports exists in the archives of the New York newspapers, including those of the New York Times. Staff reporter Corey Kilgannon recently wrote an article going through these archives in an attempt to set the record straight. It is titled, The Truth About Alligators in the Sewers of New York. Corey joins me now. Hey, Corey.
Hey, Allison. Thanks for having me.
Okay, I want to tell people they should read your article online, especially because there's a little graphic of an alligator that pops up all over the place.
Wasn't that cute? Yeah.
It's kind of the best. Team All of It, we're taking your calls about urban legends on this Friday the 13th. Do you have a favorite one? Give us a call. 212-433-9692. Okay, so what prompted you? You're at the Metro desk at the Times. What prompted you to write this?
I am. I'm on the Metro desk, and I've been there for quite some time. And over the years, I've written, you know, like a lot of New York City news reporters have written the occasional story about like a smallish, you know, alligator getting out and being spotted in New York City. And, you know, generally there are people who have had them as pets and they get a little too big and they somehow get out and, you know, they're rescued by, you know, the police, you know, ESU unit, and they're lassoed and brought to some sanctuary or whatever. And this happens from time to time. And it turns out the city, there are several a year actually rescued by Animal Care Center of New York City. And even if they don't make the headlines, you know, they, again, it's usually kind of a pet situation, or they'll come to the house where like the parent, you know, didn't know that like little Johnny's alligator had gotten so big, you know. And I have, you know, I've covered a couple of these, and then I actually a couple of years ago wrote a story about a group of New Yorkers that celebrate Alligators in the Sewers Day, which is February 9th every year. And which the date comes from that February 9th, 1935, when a group of teenagers in East Harlem pulled like an 8-foot real alligator out of the sewers. And that, you know, and so we were talking around the newsroom, and I found more information on that. And a former Manhattan borough historian, Joe Michonne, had sent me a couple like pictures that he had recently found, like a really cool photo from the Daily News of that 1935 alligator. And I was kind of chatting, and we had a bit of visuals from over the years, all the different clips of stuff and of alligators data being cited. And we put together this, you mentioned the Times story that ran a couple of weeks ago, you know, a story, almost a chronology of the history of alligators in New York City, and how that kind of urban legend or myth actually has its roots in real sightings and real alligators in the city.
So you cite as the earliest one in your piece, 1907, the headline was Alligator in Sewer. Quite
right.
A baby, but it nipped the hand of the finder. So tell me what was interesting about this account.
Well, I think that might have been the earliest clip I could find. And that one was in Kearny, New Jersey, which is, you know, maybe 12 miles from Midtown in Jersey. And it was a sewer worker who, you know, reached down and he got his hand bitten by a small gator. So, you know, I found that one, and I was looking for others. And, you know, in the 30s, I've found some clips of, you know, kids having found alligators I think it was in the Bronx River and lower Westchester. And you know, there kind of inevitably be like some police response where the police would get shotguns and start hunting for these things. And, you know, as if there was like, you know, it was coming from some alligator lair of real threatening of creatures. But they kind of turned out to be, again, these are just like kind of pets that escape. And then I realized that, like, like, I looked into the United States Postal Service. It's actually legal to send a small alligator through the mail, and which kind of surprised me, except that in certain states, including New York, it's illegal to have one or like sell them or buy them without a permit anyway.
Okay, wait,
in the city as well.
You can mail an alligator?
Yeah. That's included in that story. We had a little image of the actual rule from the United States Postal Service allowing for the, I think it's like 12 inches or 18 inches or under or something.
My guess.
Which kind of explains another, I was going to start interrupting.
Go for it.
Which kind of explains another common story you see. If you Google like alligators in post office, you'll see like, it's kind of also common that you'll see stories like alligators escape in post office like from some parcel or something.
That's so crazy. Let's talk to Anne, who is actually calling us from Florida, who you are a former Jersey, well, never, you're not a former Jersey girl. You're always a Jersey girl, Anne. Oh, Anne's listening to the radio. Anne is living in Florida. She's from New Jersey. Are you there, Anne? We'll come back to Anne in a second.
Florida people see nothing weird about anything.
I know. She's like Gator Schmader.
They're looking out their back window at one right now, you know.
Let me ask you about Teddy May. He's a key figure in all of this. He was a New York City sewer official.
Right.
Tell us a little bit how he gave this all an air of legitimacy.
A real air. I mean, this may be the most booster argument for this whole thing, because Teddy May was an official from the Borough of Sewers in New York City. And, as some people recollected, he may have had a penchant for exaggeration, but he told Robert Daly, the author, for a 1959 book, that he, had been hearing from his work crews stories of, giant alligators down in the sewers. And he decided to venture down into himself to, as he was quoted as saying, prove to you guys that there ain't no alligators in my sewers. And now when you see pictures of Teddy May, you could almost imagine, how he would have said this, kind of a cigar chomping, guy, New Yorker. So he went down himself and then supposedly afterwards, had his men take up rifles and hunt down whatever alligators were there. Now, some people have looked askance on that story by him over the years, and the Times actually had another article, and I think it was in the 80s, Anna Quinlan, the columnist, wrote it, where she interviewed a chief from the city's Department of Environmental Protection, which oversees the sewers, basically who was like, the column was such a great column because it was basically about this guy grumbling how like half his job was like answering letters from people, asking, are there really alligators in the sewers and all this stuff? And he has to kind of keep debunking it all,
Let's check in with Anne about her urban legend. Hey, Anne.
Hi.
Thanks for calling all of it. What's your urban legend?
Well, I lived in Jersey and in 93 moved to Florida with family. My family, and so 94, I said, summer of 94, I said, let's go back to Jersey and see Grandma, Grandpa, Linden, New Jersey, right? So I have Grandma and the three kids and the dog in the van, and I'm coming off the turnpike, and I get the White Horse Parkway, right? I'm driving, and it's like 10:30 at night. I've been driving for 10 hours, and I'm tired, and I'm like, oh, I still got an hour and a half to go to Linden. Oh, my gosh, And it's black, as dark as it can be on that White Horse Parkway. And I said, and all of a sudden, I'm like questioning myself. I'm like, wait a minute, I've been down here, but I'm not sure. And I noticed that I just parked. Just past the state barracks, the state police, and I'm like, that's it. I'm turning around and I'm going to ask him, am I heading towards the Garden State Parkway, right? So as I was pulling off, my headlight, I had my 10-year-old son in the front seat, but he happened to doze off at that time. But anyway, I'm pulling off.
Are you going to tell me you saw the Jersey Devil, Anne?
The headlights are panning. And as it panned, there was a big, it was a pickup truck, an old pickup truck, like a 55 pickup truck. And standing next to it, towering over it, as my headlights hit it, a screech like I've never heard before. And my eyes met this creature's eye.
Oh, my. And you saw the Jersey Devil. I mean, that's one of the classic ones. And thank you so much for calling. Hey, do people still think they see gators in the sewers, Corey?
Well, I mean, the rescuers do, because they still rescue them, but not in the sewers, though, I would say. And I got to say that there's a lot of clips, and there's a lot of, documented stories of alligators in the city, mm-hmm. but there's only that 1935 one in the sewers, except for the Teddy May, the tall tale, maybe it is. So a lot of them, like Queens, the ones I cover, Alley Pond Park and Christina Park and that type of thing,
Hey, Corey, thanks for sharing your reporting.